Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 11, 17 slide. Visible translated text is as follows of the company we're taken care of. We simply looked after the manufacturing end. The financial sheet which Mr. Frank and I worked on Saturdays showed how our week terminates, whether a profit or loss. We had to show what we manufactured, what we packed, the materials that were made to go on the pencils, covering lead, plugs, tips, boxes. We showed our shipments, what our average order jobs amounted to, what we purchased for, and the price. Our factory week began on Friday night and went through Thursday night. In making up the financial sheet, we would show it as ending on Thursday of every week. We couldn't make it up until Saturday afternoon because our reports very seldom came in before Friday noon and sometimes Saturday morning, and also our payroll, which showed on the financial sheet. These reports and the payroll were necessary to make up the financial sheet. We paid off at Saturday noon. It has been our fixed custom ever since we have been in existence to make up the financial sheet on Saturday. I help Frank make out the financial sheet by getting up part of the data, getting up a sheet that we term the factory record, the number of pencils packed for the week, getting up the tip records. I get the reports from the different foremen and foreladies. I get the sheet records from the slat mills, the number of slats delivered to manufacture pencils with, and give him the totals of the payroll. With the exception of the last week in July and the first week in August, I missed no time from the factory after June 1st, excepting my trip on the road during January. With that exception, I have not missed a single Saturday after the 1st of June, 1912. I usually leave the factory at 12:30 and return at 2 to 2:15. Frank would leave a little after 1 and return about 3. I do not recall a single Saturday that Frank returned earlier than I did. As soon as Frank would get back, he would get to work on his part of the data, and he would continue to finish the sheet. We both worked together. The street doors were always open. Office boy would be in the outer office. Frequently, we were interrupted by salesmen calling on us Saturday afternoon. The stenographers came back very seldom on Saturday afternoon. We were liable to be interrupted at any time on Saturday afternoon by people on business. As to who else stayed at the factory on Saturday afternoon, Harry Denham usually, Walter Pride, Holloway, who would stay until 4:30. Newt Lee was the first Negro night watchman we ever had. Frank and I usually left the factory at 5:30 or 5:45 on Saturdays. We usually left together. Very often, Mrs. Frank would come up to the office on Saturday. I never saw Conley around the office on Saturday afternoon after 2:00. We never had any women up in the office. I never saw any there. There is not a bed, cot, lounge, or sofa anywhere in the building. There is a dirty box with dirty crocus sacks on it in the basement on the Clark Wooden Ware Company side. It is very filthy and dirty down there. I went on the road on the first Saturday in January, 1913. I got back to the factory that day about 2:15 in the afternoon. There were 10 or 12 fellows there. Conley was not there. They were all there and told me goodbye, with the exception of 2 or 3 who accompanied me to the train, including Mr.